We've caught up with Pastor Eric Foley from Voice of the Martyrs Korea, and we are just kind of doing an update on the situation. Last time we talked, we were discussing how South Korea basically made balloon launches illegal. It kind of happened overnight, and it was in response to some of the demands that North Korea was making on South Korea, and in the effort to try to get some reconciliation going between the two states, it really came down to some new edicts that were going to make things a little bit difficult for ministry aspects. So, Eric, thanks so much for being with us today on Mission Network News.
Always good to talk to you, Ruth. Thanks.
Well, I was trying to summarize everything we were talking about in the last couple of stories, and now things have ramped up even more. I mean, we got this long email from you overnight that was sort of filled with, well, I don't know if alarming content is the right word, but it wasn't the typical email.
I want to start with the content that really is joyful, which is that really on the basis of prayers from around the world last night, for the first time in a long time, the winds turned in exactly the right direction, and we were able to launch Bibles into North Korea. I've been doing Bible launching for 15 years, and every time I'm standing underneath a balloon that's disappearing up into the clouds with a rain coming into my eyes, I always still cry. And I believe that God has a plan for every Bible that we send. And so last night we were able to send four balloons. I had to do it as a one-person launch. And the reason why is because now we're in a situation where there's not any new laws that have been passed, but every day we receive a letter from another city in all of the areas where we do balloon launching. And they say that now they're going to enforce the rules against calling what we do outdoor advertising, air pollution, a national security risk. And so the governor of the province, which includes most of the areas that we launch, actually called for a formal police investigation into all four of the groups that do launching. Three of them do political launching, and Voice of the Martyrs Korea is the only one that does Bible launching. And so we're included in that group, and according to the governor, we're guilty of fraud, mismanagement of donations, and let's see what else, security risk, possible air traffic violations. And the amazing thing about it is that, of course, we've been doing these launches for 15 years, and none of these things were problems or issues before. Always our launches have been very cooperative with the authorities, and we've launched in the most difficult moments in Korean recent inter-Korean conflict history. The day that Kim Jong-il's death was announced, the National Intelligence Service called me, and I was out going for launch. When the Chunan submarine was sunk by the North Koreans, that's the South Korean sub, we were doing launching. When Yongpyeong Island was being shelled, we launched in that time period. 2015, the big nuclear tension, we launched. And each of those situations, we had a very cooperative situation with the authorities because they know that we only go out to launch on the 10 to 15 nights a year where we're guaranteed to get into North Korea on the basis of the use of our computer aided projection software, our GPS tracking, our helium balloons that are non-flammable, and that we launch only Bibles. So last night it was a thrill to be out again. And for the 3 weeks now that we've been in this kind of heightened security situation, my prayer has been the same to the Lord. I said, Lord, just please let me do one more balloon. And the reason why is because 18 years ago, when my wife and I met our first underground North Korean Christians in China in a meeting that was arranged for us, and we just heard about the difficulties that they were facing, we just were really moved. And we said, what can we do to support your Christian activity there? And they said, well, there's two things that we need. One is Bibles, and the other is radio. And they asked us to send Bibles through balloons and radio. And so we made a promise 18 years ago, and my wife and I didn't know anything about either of those activities. And so it took us a couple of years to get things together. But 15 years ago, we did our first balloon launches. We did our first radio broadcasts. And every single night on those last 15 years, when the wind has been right, we've been out there launching, keeping our promise. And so this year, as we face these difficulties, my concern has not been getting arrested. I'm pretty just at peace with that. That doesn't trouble me. I mean, we've had 36 martyrs from Voice of Martyrs Korea in our organization since we began, and my wife and I never have felt like we could exempt ourselves from that. Anytime you work with persecuted Christians, you're going to face a little bit of suffering. But my concern has been, what would happen if we couldn't keep the promise that we made? And so that's what I've been praying. And so last night was the 70th anniversary of the start of the Korean War. And the word was that the authorities were going to enforce this strictly with riot police and bans and just a full lockdown. Our office is being under surveillance 24 hours a day, our vehicles, our home. As I look out the window now, I can see the police who are stationed to watch us 24 hours a day. And so it really was on the strength of prayers around the world that we were able to execute a strategy to get four balloons in the air last night. And I just am really grateful to the Lord. So we've been able to keep our promise. And I think that's the way I would just ask people to pray is they asked what we would do. The news media, they said, what will you do in the future? And I said, well, we'll keep our promise.
So let me circle back a little bit, because you've mentioned your promise and the dedication towards keeping it multiple times. And I just don't want people to lose sight of that as you're discussing this stuff and people are going, wow, that's some real dedication. What's the promise that you made?
Well, when those underground Christians, we asked them how we could help them, they said there were two things that they needed. And one was balloons and the other was radio, Bibles sent through those media. Because in North Korea, the underground church has stood strong for more than three generations. And they do all the hand-to-hand work. And in fact, we have obviously now, all these years later, we have quite a vigorous network inside North Korea. But the thing that has to be done from outside North Korea is the mass distribution work that can only be done through balloons and radio. So we promised them that we would send the Bibles by balloon and send the Bible through the radio as well. And so now in our country, we've become criminals. Activity that's never been criminalized before is now considered a crime. We're ridiculed on the media. Tonight, it's just interesting how many messages we've gotten from friends asking how we're doing, because South Korea is known for having among the lowest press freedom of the developed countries, because the government has a strong influence over the media. And so the government has decided to launch this investigation against Voice of the Martyrs Korea and the other three balloon launchers, alleging fraud and mismanagement and so forth. Anyone who knows our organization knows that that's ridiculous. I mean, we had a press conference. We had the Korean chapter of the ECFA, which is called the CCFK, Korean Council on Financial Accountability, out. And they shared that we're accredited, and we had our independent financial auditor there, and he shared that we meet all of the FASB standards. And of course, working with Voice of the Martyrs countries around the world, we have to receipt every penny that we spend. But mostly, I think the challenge is just that it's as if the government is pretending that we haven't had this great mutual cooperative relationship for 15 years. Suddenly, now balloon launching has become dangerous, and balloon launchers have been criminals, and we're considered crazy. So last night I went by myself, because the concern is that now launchers are subject to arrest. Today, of the four launchers, two of them had their homes and their offices raided, personal cell phones taken, and other items of property taken. I thought I need to go by myself on this launch, because I didn't want to put any of the other staff at risk. And so I did the launch by myself. And normally we don't talk about the launches that we do during the year, as you know. We wait till the end of the year and then we announce how many we've launched, which is usually an average of about 40,000 Bibles. But we felt that given that things were made illegal, we really needed to be transparent, even though it would be very costly for us. And certainly it has been. I mean, when we made the announcement about the launch, the funny thing is that by the grace of God, we weren't detected. I was not detected at all in making the launch. And so it wasn't until the next day when we announced, and when we did it, it wasn't a triumphant announcement, like, see what we did. We said, look, this is what we've done. This is where we did it. And, you know, we want to be completely transparent about it. And what we've said is, as Christians, we're called to obey God and be subject to the government. And so what that means is that we have to follow Jesus's admonition to go into all nations, and also Hebrews 13:3 to care for those Christians who are in prison and suffering. And at the same time, we have to be willing to joyfully suffer when those things are made illegal. And so that's why the email overnight was probably so unusual. It's a mixture of extreme joy and at the same time, you know, certainly a moment of real, a sober moment for us as we prepare for the challenges of each day. I can tell you that it's been really true to hold on to that scripture where Jesus said, "Sufficient unto the day are the troubles thereof."
Yeah. You know, I know people are going to be praying for the ministry, but I also think that this is one of those things where we need to be praying for you as the leader of the ministry, because this is a heavy load to take on, and there's a lot of strain that goes with it. So specifically, how can people be praying for you as the leader of this movement?
Well, the I really, not only do I appreciate that, but I really do need the prayers, because the doing these things doesn't come from a personal boldness or courage. It really does come from just a deep sense of being connected with brothers and sisters in Christ in North Korea. Having 36 men and women on our staff who have laid down their lives for Christ, those are the faces that I see in my mind when I am awake overnight. And it's not any kind of regret or anything. It's just a hope that in whatever way that I can dignify their sacrifice that they've made. And so that's really what I pray is that, and I would ask people to pray with me. The two things I pray for is first, always, I always say, just one more Bible, Lord, just one more Bible. I feel really blessed because I don't know anybody who's had the opportunity to place as many Bibles inside North Korea as I have for the years. And what wouldn't you give for that opportunity? So that's the first thing I always pray for is pray that the Lord gives me one more Bible. And then the second thing is that pray that the good thing about knowing your own personal limitations and weaknesses is that you really do turn and rely on the Lord a lot. And so I just pray that that the Lord's will is done in this situation. I really don't feel like it's my job to defend myself or Voice of the Martyrs Korea. I really feel like it's my job to continually present myself in the ministry to the Lord and just say, Lord, whatever you want, even if it's to take us through deep suffering, whatever brings glory to your name, that's what we want. And so that's how I guess I would ask people to pray, is just that the Lord would use Voice of the Martyrs Korea as an instrument. It's an unusual time for us to be equally hated by North and South Korea. Even Christians, interestingly, have come out in condemnation of our launches. Liberal Christians have condemned that. But yet at the same time, the Lord always surrounds us with good friends too. It's just, it's very hard to get the message out in this country because of the limitations and the freedom of the press. So part of the blessing of being connected through Mission Network News is just to be able to get this news to Christians around the world. I know last night, for me to get to the launch site, put four balloons up in the air and have them perfectly track right into the heart of North Korea to bring all those new Bibles could not have happened except by the grace of God, which was moved by the prayers of his people around the world on our behalf. So I'm truly grateful.